Welcome to show number 47 of the Sports Card Show, brought to you by SportsCardRadio.com. Hello, it's great to have you today on the Sports Card Show. We've got a lot to talk about, some baseball product, a little bit of 2010 football product has already come out, so that's pretty exciting. We have an interview with Nick Szabo from BballCardPro.com. I'm actually maybe an hour away from bidding on a box that hopefully will bust for our baseball box break if I don't happen to win it at auction. I'm actually kind of excited. I don't bid on eBay auctions as much as maybe I used to. So I'm kind of excited. It gives you that feeling. It's kind of like maybe even more exciting than opening the box itself is actually bidding on the box on eBay. So I'm kind of excited about that. So hopefully that goes well and we'll get that up on YouTube and stuff in the next couple weeks. So you have that to look forward to if you're in the contest. And I know most of the loyal fans have already done so. And I'm not really sure what else we'll talk about today. That's kind of one of those shows. We've got an interview. We're going to be talking about Topps Pro Debut Series 1 Baseball. We'll be talking about Sage Low Series 1 Football. And if you know anything about the football releases, Sage is still a great product with lots of good names. But Tim Tebow fans are not going to buy any Sage because he's signed an exclusive deal with Press Pass. So that's about all we're going to talk about on the show today. So we've got a little bit of an interview. We're going to be talking a little Topps Pro Debut Series 1, see what that's all about. We're going to be talking about Sage Low Series 1 Football. I can't say I know a lot about this product, but I will figure some things out. After we talk about those two products, we'll talk with Nick from BballCardPro.com. And all of that will be at you after this. And we are back. Time to talk a little bit about Topps' first minor league baseball release. It's Topps Pro Debut Baseball 2010 Series 1, meaning that there's, going to be a Series 2, maybe even a Series 3, you never know. But this product contains 24 packs, and there's 8 cards per pack. You get one game-used jersey card per box. We'll talk a little bit about those. And you get 2 autograph cards per box. So 3 hits out of 24 packs, not bad. And don't quote me on this, but I believe it's in the $65 to $70 range. And I'm getting most of this information from sportscardradio.com. If you find the sports card directory and find the product previews, you'll find 2010 Topps Pro Debut Baseball. And Topps actually signed an exclusive license deal with Minor League Baseball to manufacture minor league baseball cards and their minor league uniforms and everything. So it's actually pretty cool. In the past, companies like Razor and TriStar and several other companies have made baseball cards. So it's nice to have Topps in the market, not only in the major leagues, but also in the minor leagues. And it's kind of tough to see how collectors are going to treat these cards. Obviously, by now, if we decided to have a show, and I think we have had a show where we talked about rookie cards, XRCX. In fact, I know we've had a show on that kind of topic. But it's the kind of thing that you could probably have an entire run of podcasts because it's so complicated. And basically, I think the companies and the Major League Baseball kind of realized that they only made things maybe a little bit more complicated with the rookie card logo. So as with everything, usually in life, it's better to let the majority decide, just like a democracy, I guess, is supposed to work, if everybody voted. But with, at least with baseball card collecting, a lot of people do vote, and a lot of people do care, especially the people that collect these cards. So let them to decide. And if you're, you know, if you're a Tim Beckham fan or a Madison Bumgarner fan or a Pedro Alvarez fan, you know, we'll let you decide what cards you want to collect and what, which ones have a slight higher premium over the other ones based on when they were released and the quality of the card and things of that nature. So, but Topps Pro Debut is definitely something you want to take a look at. If you're a Albert Pujols fan and a Yankees fan and a team filled with lots of veterans, this is definitely not the set for you. But we'll talk to Nick in a little bit, and he says he likes to prospect on baseball cards. And I know lots of other people like to collect baseball cards as well. In fact, our last show was all about baseball prospecting, and this kind of set is for you. Let's talk a little bit about these hits per case. There's actually 12 boxes per case, so each box has 24 packs and 8 cards. And if you decide to drop the big money and buy a whole case, you'll get 12 boxes. Well, 3 of those boxes, so 3 out of 12 boxes, have these debut cut autograph cards. And apparently, these are guys that Topps didn't have under contract. I think they were with Razor. And so the card I actually have pictured on our little preview here is a Tim Beckham card, and it's a Topps 2007 Aflac All-American card, and it's signed by Tim Beckham. So it's actually the cutout of that card in a little window. So it's called Debut Cuts. Some of the players are in there are the aforementioned Tim Beckham. Tim Melville is in there. Ethan Martin, Dustin Hood, Aaron Hicks, along with many other players. And each card is serial numbered out of 100. So those are pretty cool cards. I thought those were kind of interesting. Another very nice hits in this is Topps Debut Future Game Jersey cards. These are actually one per box. These are actually game used 2009 Future Game jersey cards, so that's a pretty nice touch. I've seen some more kind of player worn or batting practice worn Future Game stuff, so we'll see if it's actual in the game. But they're serial numbered out of 99, and there's a gold parallel numbered out of 25, and there's a red border parallel numbered out of 5. And there's also one of one parallels that are actually pretty cool. They're the MLB logo from the jersey, the little baseball guy, and so you get the whole little patch of that. Those are cool. And the window on the jersey cards is actually fairly large, at least the one I have pictured here of Mike Stanton. It's a really fairly large patch, so I like that. The red border parallel is very nice. Some of the, this is actually a very nice set, since these guys played in the 2009 Futures game. You're talking some of the baseball's best prospect. In fact, we talked about most of these guys on the last show, and if we didn't, they're in that top 50 list on minorleaguebaseball.com. Pedro Alvarez, Madison Bumgarner, Jason Hayward, Mike Stanton, Chris Tillman, Chris Carter, Brian Mattis, I actually figured out how to say that guy's name, Jesus Montero, and Neftali Feliz. They are all in that set, along with quite a few other people. So you get one jersey card per box, and it looks like it comes from that Futures game relic. So that's pretty nice stuff. The thing is a lot of these guys already have cards. If a lot of these guys didn't have cards, or maybe they only had a couple base cards and things like that, might not be that great. But the fact is, Razor did a nice job at signing a lot of the guys picked in 2008 that are kind of some of these top prospects in baseball to exclusive deals that year, and came out with quite a few products featuring them. And some of those guys like Buster Posey, Tim Beckham, Pedro Alvarez, Brian Mattis, Eric Hosmer, Matt LaPorta, Gordon Beckham, Steven Strasburg actually has cards from USA baseball sets. So a lot of these guys also played on the USA team. So you see that kind of thing. Yonder Alonso has cards already. So there's quite a few of these guys have cards already. But I'm not trying to say that that's a negative thing. I actually think this is a good thing. The more cards, the better. Especially high quality cards, autographs, prospects that people are looking forward to. So this is a nice set. If you're into prospecting, if you're into Tops, if you're into baseball, this might be something to look at. It's going to be not too expensive. So, you know, I do think it's running in that $60, $70 a box. So you're looking around maybe $3 to $4 a pack at the hobby level. So we'll see what happens here. I'm sure this is a product that might also be retail as well, though I'm not 100% sure on that. So you might be able to actually find some blaster boxes and things like that if you don't want to go the full hobby box route, or if you can't access those kind of things. So definitely we're taking a look at, if you want a more in-depth, including some of the lists of the cards and some pictures and things like that, head on over to sportscardradio.com. Find the sports card directory. There's product previews. There's all kinds of stuff in there. There's all kinds of stuff on sportscardradio.com. Well, after this very short break, we'll be talking about Sage Football 2010, which just had its first release. So we'll talk about that, and we'll have a bunch more for you after this. And welcome back to the program. We're going to be talking about Sage Football here. Sage hit low series football. There's going to be a high series that comes out here shortly. Now, the problem with maybe Sage, and I not to kind of downgrade the product, if you're a fan of some of the players that are within the checklist, it's definitely worth something going after. But it definitely looks like Press Pass took the bull by the horns this year and signed quite a few people to some exclusive contracts. Now, that's not to say that there's not some very nice cards contained in here, including I see Sam Bradford and CJ Spiller. So there's two very fine players there. Colt McCoy is also in this product. So you're minus Tim Tebow for sure. Now, I have an Excel sheet here from PressPass, and it's kind of outlines their exclusive deals. And obviously, it starts with Tim Tebow. Now, it looks like PressPass doesn't have, at least at the date of recording this show, that Colt McCoy isn't guaranteed in all of their products. So it looks like he's definitely in some Sage products. So Sage Low Series Football might be something for you. Darryl Clark, a quarterback out of Penn State, is not with Sage. He's PressPass exclusive. Mike Kafka, quarterback out of Northwestern, also doesn't have a Sage deal. Juice Williams, I like that name, out of Illinois. I think I know that guy. He doesn't have a Sage deal. There's quite a few guys on this list. So Golden Tate is also on this list, wide receiver out of Notre Dame. He's only going to be in Press Pass products. So you just want to make sure you take a look. Sage Football looks like sa-ge.com. You'll be able to find the checklist for Sage Low Series. It looked like it was running about $100 a box. It wasn't very loaded up with, actually it had no redemptions, excuse me, it has no redemption. There's 6 autograph cards per box. There's 30 packs per box, and there's 5 cards per pack. So there's a lot of cardboard in this, but in there there's going to be 6 on-card autograph, and it's redemption-free. So don't quote me on that on-card stuff, but do quote me that it will set you back right around $100 a box. But do take note of the checklist if you're expecting to get certain rookies and things like that. You definitely want to take a look. If you're just kind of one of those people that like to open up whatever's out in 2010 and kind of have some fun, go ahead and do your thing with Sage. But if you're kind of more looking for certain players and things like that, definitely check out the company's websites. And you can also check out our review on Press Pass. I don't have a review up for Sage, but I do have a review up for Press Pass with a lot of the exclusive deals and the guys that are signing for Press Pass. So you'll be able to take a look at that over there. That about wraps it up for a short little Sage football. Obviously, this is just the tip of the iceberg. This is like kind of the, you know, the calm before the storm, right before it starts raining and pouring and snowing. We're definitely getting right into that football season, and it's amazing. It seems like the Super Bowl was just a couple weeks ago, but we're on the cusp of the NFL draft and training camps and all that kind of stuff, and obviously all that means is cards and rookie premiere photo shoot, and then cards and cards and more cards. So it'll be really exciting to see what happens in football. And in that same breath, you know, since this is a sports card podcast, we'll kind of go slightly off the topic of what we've got here. But, you know, keep in mind that if you're into football card collecting and you like collecting boxes and things like that, you want to know that if your 2010 is very hyped up, and obviously once the NFL draft is here in about a month here, we'll know more who these players are, we'll know what teams they'll be on, we'll know who is going to have some hobby love and who is not. So you want to be patient. You know, Sage for $100 a box, it might be great now because it's the only product out there, but there's going to be lots of products out throughout the year. So if you have the budget of a Donald Trump, obviously you don't have to worry about those kind of things. But if you want to pick and choose and make sure you build your collection with the nicest cards possible with this little budget or whatever budget you decide to spend on cards, you know, be patient. You know, you can check out the release date calendar on our website. We have lots of the reviews for baseball, at least. Football doesn't quite get the information out to you quite as early as baseball normally does. But a lot of the football products actually haven't been developed yet. In fact, Upper Deck canceled UD Draft Football. I actually spent the time and wrote a preview up for it. It actually looked like an interesting product. They were going to have five on-card autographs per box. I believe there was about 16 packs per box. It's actually a pretty nice product. Supposed to go head-to-head with this Sage product and Press Pass products, which we'll talk about here on a future show. But Upper Deck had to cancel it because they didn't feel they could release the product in time for the draft, which was a prerequisite for putting out the product. I'm trying to say big words, and I always stumble on them, so I should just keep to the third grade words. But, you know, you want to be patient with the football this year. 2010, the companies and the retailers and stuff, they're going to get you really excited about the product and things like that, and that's good. And I think there will be a lot of attention and a lot of demand on this product. But if you're busting boxes, you just want to make sure you filter through and find the best ones. And that's definitely what we're going to be doing for you on sportscardradio.com. So you'll be lucky here. I will be going through as soon as the companies come out with any information on the set. We kind of dig through it and we put up our review. And, you know, not that that gets you any sense of how great the product is. But over time, when you start comparing that head-to-head with all the other football products, I think I'll be able to give, hopefully, the listeners here a much better view of the products and maybe which ones stand out. You know, it's just marginal in the sports card industry. It's just like professional football. You know, they're all professionals and they're all great. And some just stand out just slightly above others, and some stand out head and shoulders above everybody, but that's few and far between. Same with football products and pretty much all products in general. They're all fairly similar, and you really can't lose with any of them because it's a professional product and there's some nice stuff on them. Obviously, there are some hits and misses, but occasionally there's ones that are a step above and maybe even heads and shoulders above. So we'll be bringing all that information to you here on the Sports Card Show, brought to you by sportscardradio.com. Well, after this very short break, we will be talking to Nick Sabo from bballcardpro.com. I want to thank Nick ahead of time here, not only for it being late in his time zone. We talked, it was about 8 o'clock my time, which I think is 11 o'clock his time. So it's late for a high school student, I think, on a school night. So I don't think it's spring break quite yet. And quite on short notice. I think I emailed him this morning or last night. And he got in here and gave us a great interview. So you want to stay tuned. We've got that for you after this. I don't want to leave you lonely. You got to make me change my mind. Baby, I got your number.
You got to call me. Give me one reason to steer, and I'll turn right back around.
You can see the timing.
Give me one reason to steer, and I'll turn right back around.
You can see the timing.
And I don't want to leave you lonely. You gotta make me change.
And we are back. We are joined today by Nick Sabo from bballcardpro.com. And we're going to talk to Nick a lot about some basketball, a little bit about his collection, a little bit about his website, maybe the Memphis Grizzlies and things like that. But before we do that, why don't you let everybody know a little bit about yourself, Nick? Hey, no problem. So, do you mainly focus on basketball? Is that really the focus of your collection? Have you ever tried baseball or any other sports, or are you really just a basketball guy?
Well, I like collecting baseball cards, but ever since I was about 11 or 12, I kind of shifted my focus to just basketball.
Sounds good. And I know you're a fan of the Memphis Grizzlies, and maybe is Rudy Gay your favorite player on there, or do you got another guy you're a fan of there?
Well, obviously I'm a big Rudy Gay fan, but also really high on Marcus Gasol. He's really talented, very special post.
I think you're right there. I actually know that he's actually a pretty good fantasy basketball play. What's actually Memphis? I can't necessarily say I follow Memphis very closely. What's their record? What's their outlook looking like this season and maybe going into next season?
Well, right now, standing at 35-32, I believe. Right, a couple games behind Portland for the last playoff spot in the West. And I'm not really sure if they'll be able to squeak in there this year.
Yeah, I definitely agree. I didn't actually know that they were that close to a playoff spot, so they actually might be able to play into the postseason, which might be kind of nice. But let's talk a little bit about cards now, Nick. What is your collection? What's, you said you've been collecting since you were a little kid, and it doesn't sound like you're a very old man as it is now, but, you know, talk to everybody about your collection. What kind of things have you been focusing on, and what kind of things have you been buying lately?
Well, I like to collect Memphis Grizzlies stuff, obviously. But other than that, I mostly like to look at rookies who have a lot of potential for a nice return. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I know what you're saying. Is there anyone in particular that you've been collecting recently that you feel that might have a nice return here in the next few seasons?
I really like, obviously, Man U. I do know up in Milwaukee, but actually, Gallinari, New York.
Okay, yes, yeah. Yeah, I think it was 2 years. It was pretty high by the Knicks. He's actually a pretty good sharpshooter from the outside. I actually kind of like his game as well. Anybody else you got? Well, let's talk a little bit about your... actually, sorry to cut you off there, Nick. Let's talk a little bit about your website, bballcardpro.com. When did you start that? That sounds good. And what was your purpose kind of behind your blog there?
Well, as I said earlier, I'm only 16 years old, so don't really have a good source of income. So I like to focus on buying cheap cars that could have good return in the future. And I just wanted to help other people out with that as well.
I hear you. I hear you. And I've been actually checking out your blog. Everybody out there can check it out at bballcardpro.com. If you can't find it, you can always visit our website, sportscardradio.com. We've got a link to it right there on the homepage on the right-hand side. Anything else you got for us, Nick? Any parting comments, any words of wisdom for the collectors out there? I actually agree with both those statements there. Listening to the Sports Card Show, and I know you've actually been a fan for quite some time. I remember getting emails from you almost all the way, I think, back from the beginning. So I really appreciate not only you being on the show today, but being a loyal fan for quite some time. And I also agree that Marc Gasol does have potential to be there right there with his brother. So thanks for joining us today, Nick. I really appreciate it. Good luck with your website. Everybody out there, check it out, bballcardpro.com. We'll talk to you later, Nick.
Thanks for having me.
And we are back. Hopefully you've enjoyed that. Some interesting Marc Gasol. I like that call. Gallinari. I got him on my fantasy team, so I'm kind of partial to him. So some nice bits of information. Don't forget to visit bballcardpro.com. If you can't find it through Google or through the domain, you can always head to our homepage. It'll be on the right-hand side of sportscardradio.com. You'll find him there if you ever need to find him. Well, we're going to just break things out here. I'm just seeing what's on the horizon here. Obviously, we talked about pro debut today in Sage Lowe Series Football, which came out last week. So on the horizon, checking out the box release calendar. Actually, this box release calendar on Sports Card Radio is so easy for me to do. And if you have Google Calendar and things like that, it's actually perfect for you. I don't know. I really like Google. In fact, I invest as little money as I have. I do invest a small portion of money with them. I really like their products. So if you have Google Calendar, you can actually come to our box release calendar and click on a product and add it to your calendar, and it'll send you an email the day before it comes out. So you can always be reminded when things come out. Well, on the horizon, you might want to come here and remind yourself, because we've got SP Game Used Hockey. That's coming out next week, unless it gets pushed back. Those things always happen right around release date time, so we'll see what happens. Topps Finest Baseball, a set that is going to be very interesting. It's going to be the subject, I believe, of our next show, at least by the end of the week. If we don't do two shows by the end of the week, it'll definitely be Topps Finest Baseball show. We'll talk about that set. There's lots of interesting things. If you want to get a jump start, we've got a nice preview and the whole checklist up. But I want to talk about that set because there's some interesting things in there. And if you're a fan of some of the inserts in there, it might be a good product to take a look at. It's kind of one of those products you might either really like it or not really like it at all. So that'll be a good product to talk about. Upper Deck Exquisite finally hits the shelves here right at the end of the month. We'll have definitely a whole show where we talk about that, maybe even wrap up the whole 2009 football. That kind of closes the door on 2009 football product. So it'll be great to kind of maybe look back on the Mark Sanchez, Matthew Stafford, and maybe look to year two and see how they progress, kind of like a Chris Johnson and a Matt Ryan and guys like that progress tremendously, not only in year one, but year two. I thought all those guys stepped up and showed that they weren't one-year wonders and things like that. So it's great. We'll do it definitely an exquisite football where we'll talk football and we'll talk exquisite and we'll just wrap up football and maybe start talking a little bit about 2010. Upper Deck Greats of the Game Basketball. I have this down here. I believe this is a like an NCAA kind of Upper Deck's kind of try it a basketball product with some college uniforms. Don't quote me on that, but I believe they do have a product on the horizon for that featuring like Magic Johnson and some other players. So that's a pretty interesting set. Press Pass Football. I'm also excited about this set. I think this set has some potential. So we'll talk about Press Pass Football. Panini Classics Basketball I have coming out here pretty soon. We'll talk about that definitely as well. Panini has tons of good products, and maybe we'll do a whole basketball. I feel bad for the basketball collectors, although we had a nice basketball interview where we talked mostly about basketball today. So, you know, we had a whole show on baseball. We're trying to spread the love as much as we can, but we'll definitely have a whole show just for basketball where we talk all about maybe all the Panini products through the past year. They've really done a great job. If anybody from that company listens to this podcast, or if anybody knows anybody, send them an email and tell them what a great job they've been doing getting the information of the products out to the customers and pictures of wonderful cards, and gets people excited about you know, what's coming out here in the future. So we got a lot of those reviews up at Sports Card Radio, and I'm telling you right now, either if you want to get teased, go to the website, but you know, if you want to have some anticipation, we're definitely talking about some really nice basketball products that's coming out here in the next month or two. So if you've kind of been waiting maybe for some higher end stuff, maybe some more interesting products from Panini, maybe not just copycat from football, I think there's some really nice sets on the horizon, so we'll definitely talk about basketball. SB Authentic Football comes out here right at the beginning of next month, couple weeks away, so we actually, I think that's a nice set. There's some really nice sets in there. So we'll be mixing in some hockey. There's quite a few other things as we move through the month of April. Obviously, all of Upper Deck's baseball products were canceled. So SPX Baseball and some other products that were supposed to have come out in April get canceled. So we'll see what happens. Things get moved around. But definitely be looking forward to, if you're a baseball fan, we'll be talking about Topps Finest Baseball here real shortly. We'll definitely mix in some SB Game Used Hockey if it for sure is on the release docket. Press Pass Football and Upper Deck Exquisite Football. We'll definitely do a focus on those four sets there and mix in a little bit of everything else. Well, I hope you enjoyed today's show. That about wraps it up. I'm not really sure, you know, when the next show will be, but it will be shortly, probably by the end of the week. And hopefully, maybe we'll get my brother. My brother really likes being on the show. I think my brother either likes hearing himself talk as much as I do, or maybe he's annoyed listening to the podcast and only hearing my voice, which I can definitely see a possibility. But the problem with Ryan might have been on the show today, but we actually picked up a new copy of MLB The Show, MLB 10 The Show. So the newest MLB The Show game made by Sony. Pretty cool game. I got, if you really like baseball, I just play the franchise mode, but I'll probably take a look at, I guess you can create a player and kind of go through the minors, and you only play that player. So if you're a pitcher, you only pitch. If you're a first baseman, you only bat when you're up, and then you field at first base. It's pretty cool. So if you're a big fan of baseball, it might be a game worth checking out. I know also and MLB 2K10 also comes out. I know there's been some complaints with that game, and I know it cost the company that makes that game some money. I know that game, MLB 2K, this is just a complete side note, MLB 2K was like the whole reason behind Take-Two Interactive, I guess, manufactures that game. And it was that game and the licensing costs and kind of the fees associated with that game cost them so much money that it kind of put them at a loss for like a whole fiscal quarter, like a whole fiscal year. So it's very very interesting. MLB 2K The Show. Well, it sounds like I got Police doing that. I guess it's like that microphone boom. I got sirens. I got all, this is Stockton Living. So I guess that's my cue to get out of here and close the blinds and hit the floor. So we're out of here. Hopefully I'm alive on the next show. If not, my brother will replace me. Hopefully everybody's doing well out there. Hopefully I don't get arrested here. We'll talk to you later. We're out of here.